with scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports. Get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro WRRC2, a 2023 and 2024 nominee for an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for the best online streaming college station in the nation. I'm Sam Cuthbert. Starting in the NBA, the New York Knicks got the win in Game 2 of the second round over the Indiana Pacers with the final score 130-121. In the fourth quarter, with the Knicks up 115-110, Precious Achiuwa made a slam dunk that sealed the win for the Knicks.
Ball control here. To the three-pointer, no good. And it's DiVincenzo on the board. He finds himself.
Audio provided by the NBA YouTube channel. The Knicks now lead the series 2-0. Jalen Brunson led the team with 29 points and went 11 of his 18 shots from the floor. Josh Hart finished the game with a double-double with 19 points and 15 rebounds. Switching over to the MLB, the Pittsburgh Pirates announced that Paul Skenes will make his Major League debut on Saturday against the Chicago Cubs. Skenes was drafted with the first overall pick by the Pirates in the 2023 MLB draft. He is the best pitching prospect since being drafted at Louisiana State University. The Toronto Blue Jays defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 5-3. Top of the sixth with the score tied 1-1. Bobichet batted to right field and Justin Turner ran to home plate to give the Blue Jays the lead the rest of the way. Top of the eighth inning with the Blue Jays up by 2. Kevin Kiermaier batted a single that David Schneider ran to home plate to put the Blue Jays up 5-2. The Phillies came up short and their record falls to 26-12. With the win, Chris Bassett had 6 strikeouts and 6 1/3, while Schneider finished with a run and 1 RBI. The New York Yankees beat the Houston Astros 9-4. The Astros started off strong with an early 1-0 lead off a Kyle Tucker home run. Bottom of the first, Juan Soto hammered a 2-run home run and put the Yankees up 2-1.
Deep drive, left center. Myers back, track, wall, see ya! A long home run for Soto. Just like that, 2-1 Yanks.
Audio provided by ESPN. Bottom of the third, Giancarlo Stanton knocked one out to left field for a home run and to put the Yankees up 5-1. With the win, Aaron Judge, Soto, and Stanton each finished with a run and a homer. Carlos Rodon finished the game with 7 strikeouts and 6 1/3. This has been The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Sam Cuthbert.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 1077thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 1077 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?